Good morning. This is Kathy McCormick coming to you from my home in Alpharetta. I wanted to upload this podcast for CBSW Lesson 11. This is called The Women of the Resurrection. So we have arrived at their resurrection, even though we are still in the season of Lent and still in the season of quarantine. We can look to the resurrection with hope. We are a resurrection people, and that is truly a blessing. The lesson today has the four gospel readings of the resurrection. And so what I'd like to do is read each gospel and share my insights as to what struck me the most in each one. So let's start with Matthew, and I'm gonna go ahead and read it. This is Matthew 28, 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, approached, rolled back the stone, and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The guards were shaken with fear of him and became like dead men. Then the angel said to the women in reply, "Do not be afraid. I know you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has been raised from the dead and he is going before you in Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." Then they went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce this to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell your brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." The first words that struck me in this gospel is fearful yet overjoyed. There are many of us in this world right now that are fearful. We are in a waiting game as to when this pandemic will subside, and we're all trying to do our part to stay healthy, but the unknown is always a scary thing. Interesting that the women were also overjoyed. What was that source of this emotion? I believe it was hope. They were overjoyed at the prospect of the resurrection. Fear of the unknown turning into joy at the news that Jesus had risen. And then to meet Jesus on their way to tell the others, how exciting. Jesus' message then is the same today. When he met them, he said, "Do not be afraid." Well, fear is not of the Lord, and Jesus reassures us in this gospel that there's no need to fear. We put our hope in the Lord, and we come out filled with hope and joy. So turning to Mark chapter 16, 1 through 10, let me read that gospel for you. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they might go and anoint him. Very early, when the sun had risen on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting at the right side, clothed in white robe, and they were utterly amazed. He said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." Then they went out and fled from the tomb, seized with trembling and bewilderment. They said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. When he had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions, who were mourning and weeping. When putting myself into this gospel, the emotions that are described seem to jump off the page. The words utterly amazed and seized with trembling and bewilderment are emotions that totally make sense to me. The grief that had gripped these women had been overwhelming. I like the fact that they were trying to figure out the logistics of the tomb while they walked. Mark is very matter-of-fact in his telling of the story. And then all that conversation just disappears with what they come upon. They're utterly amazed and seized with trembling and bewilderment when they hear of the resurrection of the Lord. Then we hear of Jesus appearing to Mary first. One thing that strikes me about Mary is her bravery. When most of the men are in hiding in the upper room, Mary and the other women venture out to seek the Lord. She finds him risen. Her service to the Lord is rewarded by hearing that Jesus say, "Do not be afraid, but go and tell others." If we turn to Luke's gospel, it's 24:1-12. But at daybreak, on the first day of the week, they took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were puzzling over this, behold, two men in dazzling garments appeared to them. They were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and rise on the third day." And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and announced all these things to the 11 and to the others. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. The others who accompanied them also told this to the apostles, but their story seemed like nonsense and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, bent down, and saw the burial cloths alone. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The verse that stood out to me is, "And they remembered his words." The women that went out to seek Jesus that morning did so to serve him. But they found an empty tomb and two men in dazzling white, reminding them of what Jesus taught. And they remembered his words. Jesus taught so many things while he walked the earth. The lesson that he will overcome death is what Mary and the women remembered at this point. But what are some of the other words of the Lord that we need to remember, especially now as we go through this quarantine? Here's what comes to mind. Do not be afraid. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. And even Matthew 6:25-27, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, or what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. Do they not sow or reap? They gather nothing into their barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan?" Those are important words, and so are these. When you pray, say, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." The Lord has the words of eternal life, but also the words for how we are to approach life today. So let's remember his words. And then finally, in turning to John, chapter 20:1-18, "On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, 'They have taken the Lord from the tomb and we don't know where they put him.' So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial clothes there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial clothes there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned home. But Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and saw him in Hebrew, said to him, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary of Magdala went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and what he told her. Mary of Magdala went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." You go, girl. Announce the good news. Shout it from the rooftops. There is resurrection. Jesus overcame death and has saved us all. And how do we know this? Mary of Magdala went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." Mary of Magdala was healed by Jesus and then dedicated her life to his service. She is the ultimate lay minister. She served Jesus in life, stood by the cross as Jesus died, followed the body to the tomb, prepared oils and spices for a proper burial, went after the Sabbath and saw the miracle of the empty tomb. She stayed and wept. She stayed and wept. In her faithfulness of staying put, she received the gift of seeing the Lord, recognizing him and being instructed by him to carry the good news to the others. We must do the same. In whatever way possible, we need to bring Christ to others. Whether it be a phone call, an email, a video chat, or even an old-fashioned note using paper, pen, and the postal service, we need to bring Christ to others every day. When we do, we bring the message of hope, and that is a message that we need now more than ever. So, Lord, we put our trust in you, always and forever. Amen.